This session, we're going to look at legato and how to improve our legato, how to develop our legato, and how to approach singing legato and articulating the text as well, with a couple of exercises that we can then put into practice with longer sections of music, for example, when you're using your line tapes. I'm going to look now at the opening of the Schicksalslied. In this piece, there's so much E-flat going on around and has been for so long, it would be also almost hard to sing any other note. But the same applies to the beginning. It's there and nice and relaxed, what I've just played and sung. You could loop if you feel it would be useful. Now, let's sing together like this. And by the way, when we're slowly singing and using, there are no prizes for the longest breath. Take breaths as if you had somebody to stagger your breathing with, as we do in the choir. Let's do that again. Out of resonance all around this part of the head, all around here, the support is not tight, it's open, and the air is moving. One thing that happens always helps, if you imagine that the air is going in this direction and not in that direction. This you can use to practice just about any passage. Let's carry on. This time we'll sing that melody and continue on to the end of the phrase, the second phrase, where the choir, the rest of the choir have joined you. Here we go. 2, 3, 4. And so on. So just to give you that feel of free resonance. Now, I think this is something that you would use perhaps even more by taking advantage of the line tapes on a slowed down speed and practicing that vocal technique. Now, let's think what happens when we add the words. Let me exaggerate very slightly what can happen. You've been singing. Lots of vowels. And suddenly we get Now, of course, I'm exaggerating, but and German is a dangerous language for this. How do we counteract that? We remember that if you, let's use a string playing analogy. The vowels are the bow on the string. Continuous legato bow. And the consonants are articulated by the fingers. And the reason why it's a good analogy is because you can articulate with your fingers without stopping the bow. You can stop the bow if you want to, but you don't have to. In this case, we don't want to. The bow keeps moving and we change. We use the consonants to articulate as we would the fingers of the left hand in this case. So, and we're on E, Vandalt Droben im Licht auf weichem Boden selige Genien ihr wandelt droben im Licht auf weichem Boden selige Obviously, ideally, I wouldn't have breathed before the last syllable, but I got caught out, and doubtless somebody else would have covered me. But you can see how, and of course, we're calling this session legato, so we're really working on the legato, even in places like auf weichem Boden. You can even get a more delicate phrasing without compromising the legato. Listen.
Auf weichem Boden selige Genien.
You see? You don't, the line is still continuous. In that. So these are things that then you, as I say, we can take this into longer passages and have the line tapes help you with to keep you going on through. Singing, doing slowly just with the legato, then slowly with the text, nicely articulated but without compromising the legato, and then ultimately closer to performance speed with all that detail built in. Now, as it happens, the chord at letter C is worthy of a little extra preparation in the way we did in our first session on the entries in the first movements of the Brahms. It's a very sudden change of tonality. So let's do the same as we did before. We've just arrived. this note? If not, we can go again. Or if so, why not do it a few times so that it's really automatic? And here are three ways to practice it. One would be... Another would be... Another would be... And finally... So you see, I did... And that encourages you to get the gl in early. So that at the moment when we want to hear the chord, it's sung, it's resonating on the vowel. Okay? So I'm going to play you the two bars before it one more time, which you could then use as a loop to go to use hum, e, le, gle. So you can use that section on repeat to practice those, or each time practice a different version, or use that technique when you're using the line tape. Let's have a look at one section of the Vaughan Williams, which is where we sing "Then We Burst Forth," which is on page 16. So you will remember that this is an excellent place to practice those legato techniques, and a lovely big alto moment as well. We've had that long chord on the vowel, a perfect place to remind yourself to repeat the vowels, have the vowels on repeat and go nowhere near the n. Sorry. Okay, and just keep everything's open, no early closing for the na, and then we go to the A. Then we burst forth, all those things. Now, let's sing this melody through to the top of page 17, okay? So, first of all, on lululu. Same thing. Vah! Sound resonating. Okay? When you come to add the text.
not then we burst forth. Then we burst forth. We float in time and space, oh soul. Then we burst forth. We float in time and space.
Okay. You won't need to use falsetto when you get to that note. Certainly not when there's some safety in numbers and you have a little bit more courage than I just did. But you get the idea of how that, the, it's that relationship between the legato on lu, adding the text, you don't need to lose any articulation. You don't need to compromise the legato.